Let's do this so we can watch a freaking rocket launch. Welcome back to the Daily Decrypt. Coming to you live from Cape Canaveral, Florida. You got Offset Keys and Doja Span.
Hello, hello.
We're going to bring you some tasty news. Up first, the FBI has sounded the alarm on a massive SMS phishing wave sweeping across the U.S., targeting unsuspecting individuals with bogus road toll debt notices as part of a sophisticated scam aimed at harvesting personal data. What can you do to protect yourself from falling victim to these SMS phishing scams?
Cybersecurity experts at Securi have unearthed a cunning credit card skimmer disguised within a fake Metapixel tracker script, cleverly hidden in customizable code sections of widely used platforms like WordPress and Magneto. How can website administrators safeguard their platforms against such stealthy credit card skimming attacks?
All right, so the first story comes to you straight from the FBI, and what better way to deliver the news than to just read the memo that the FBI released? So here we go. Since early March of 2024, the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3, has received over 2,000 complaints reporting smishing texts representing road toll collection services from at least three states. The FBI does not mention which three states, so good luck. The IC3 complaint information indicates the scam may be moving from state to state. Nice. The texts will look something like this. We've noticed an outstanding toll amount of $12.51 on your record. To avoid a late fee of $50, visit some URL to settle your balance.
At least they're targeting a small amount.
That's true. And that's probably part of the reason that so many users have gotten hit, is because if I got a bill for $12, I'd click and pay.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to argue a $12 toll. It's not worth any sort of hassle. I mean, I live in an area with lots of toll roads, and right, I get them in the mail. But I do know that they come in the mail. They don't get texted to me. But yeah, it's typically $12 every time I'm...
Right.
Yeah, billed.
So. And that's a great point. You know, how is the road department going to know your phone number? They're not. Your license plate is linked to your address, and then they mail it to you there.
Yeah.
So any text you're getting probably isn't coming from them unless you signed up for it, in which case you would know. The texts claim the recipient owes money for unpaid tolls and contain almost identical language. The outstanding toll amount is similar among the complaints reported to the IC3. However, the link provided within the text is created to impersonate the state's toll service name, and phone numbers appear to change between states.
Okay, so they're at least like masquerading as that state.
Yeah, they are targeting specific states, yes, which is an easy tactic to take. Probably takes the attackers very little time.
Oh, yeah.
And is very effective.
Yeah.
So if you receive one of these texts, the following is suggested. File a complaint with IC3 at www.ic3.gov. Be sure to include the phone number from where the text originated and the website listed within the text.
I'm going to admit, I'm actually really guilty of never reporting those names, those scams.
Yeah.
I get them all the time. Text messages for like UPS deliveries and stuff. But also like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never think of reporting it to the IC3, but I do tend to put on my security researcher hat and
mess around.
Go click the link on a safe device. It is.
Yeah. Do always, not try this at home.
Don't try it at home unless you, you know how to virtualize and segment and all that stuff. But yeah, that's usually my approach, is I just want to learn what they're doing, and I guess I need to report it as well because it's stopping at me. If nobody else reports it.
Until you said that, I didn't even consider reporting anything to whom I didn't. I don't know. So I think I've mentioned before on the podcast that you can report things to the FBI, but I personally have never done it. So yeah, I think both of us, both Doja Span and I's takeaway is that we're going to start reporting stuff. And imagine how many people also don't report things. So 2,000 reports came in to the FBI is probably hitting hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, like a, I don't know, what is that, 10%?
Like a 2%, yeah. What's the reporting rate? How do you study that? I don't know. Not my problem. But if it does happen to you, it really helps the FBI understand the severity of the situation by you reporting it, and they can gather the information that's your tax dollars hard at work. So make sure you get your bang for your buck there. So Pennsylvania Turnpike officials have reacted to these threats by advising customers to avoid clicking on any suspicious links sent via text that claim to resolve outstanding toll amounts. So by hearing that article, that's mentioned in the article from Bleeping Computer. So Pennsylvania is one of those states. They emphasize the importance of deleting the phishing texts immediately, which is interesting. Additionally, the Pennsylvania State Police have issued warnings about these deceptive texts, stressing that the links lead to counterfeit websites designed to harvest personal information. So they're not coming after money at this point. They're trying to get your credentials to unlock even more than $12.
Ooh, okay. So that's how that's the hook.
Right.
They're luring you in with that $12 bill because you're not going to think about that as the scam because it's such a small amount, but they're after more than that. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
This is very smart because those types of things keep a lot of people up at night. Unpaid debts that people are very scared of, the banking systems and the credit scores and all that stuff. So if you have this threat of an unpaid debt and you have the means to afford to pay that unpaid debt, you're going to go on and hastily pay that so that you can sleep well at night. So in the spirit of security awareness, what can you do as the listener to identify these types of smishing? It's a fun word to say. You should say it. Smishing. Smishing attack text messages. On this podcast, I often mention hanging up the phone and calling the source or the claimed source of text messages or phone calls. So if you're getting a call from or if you're getting a text message from this toll company, one way to verify is to go Google it, right? Google that toll company, find the website. Don't click on the Google ad. Go find the actual listing for the website. Go to that website. Fill out a contact us form and say, hey, I received a text that says I have unclaimed debts. Is that real? Pro tip from someone who hasn't paid most of their toll fees. It's not urgent. They'll keep that debt on you for a while. And yeah, it might go up a couple pennies. But honestly, I don't think it does. I think they come after that toll and that's it.
The only times I've seen it is if they're tied into the registration. So when you go to renew your registration, it's just a part of it. So you pay your registration tax and then you pay that
whatever outstanding toll. Yeah. It might seem easy to pay $12, but you know, there's a lot more at risk than just $12 for your data. I'm curious if these attackers have infiltrated some sort of toll system or if they're just shooting them off at random. Because the only other attack, which you had mentioned earlier, is the USPS or UPS package incoming. And what's crazy about that one is I always have a package incoming when I get those.
I have a family and I have no idea if and when I'm having packages. So
true.
They almost catch me every time it comes in.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why are they texting me about my package?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not them.
Yeah, and luckily, so what I'm thinking is that someone has infiltrated some sort of routing system. Maybe it's a third party that works with UPS, or I'm going to have to do some research into that because it's just occurring to me now that I always have a package on the way. But luckily, the attackers who have purchased that information or the ones who are conducting the smishing of the UPS haven't figured it all out yet. I have a screenshot from one of my most recent ones that came from a sexyboy69@gmail.com text.
That's the trend. Yes, they've been compromising email accounts to send these out.
Oh.
Or they are making bogus.
Oh, yeah.
I've gotten an AOL in a Yahoo before.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always some typos, so keep your eye out for typos. In the age of ChatGPT and large language models, you don't really even have to speak English to get a coherent smishing message out there. So, like, honestly, attackers, there's no excuse for this. Come on. But keep an eye out for those indicators. Check with the source. Don't click any links unless you're absolutely positive. If anyone calls you, try to hang up. Like, moment of truth, I received a call from, I believe it was Pretty Litter, cat litter delivery service, because I cancel my credit card once a year just to shed all the subscriptions and have to resubscribe. And right after I canceled it, they called and asked for $80, and I just gave them the new credit card number without calling back, and I felt icky about it. So,
did your litter show up?
My litter showed up.
Okay.
Yes. it was too oddly specific, and I was expecting it. But anyways, if someone calls you, doesn't matter who it is, don't give them your credit card information. Call them back. It's inconvenient, but it's going to save you a lot of hassle on the back end.
I was in that generative AI red teaming talk this morning. This talk goes into a quick demonstration on a phishing text or a phishing email that was created to target a cybersecurity professional as a test. So they targeted Dave Kennedy in this phishing email, and what they did is they sent several GPT agents scouring the web for personal information about Dave Kennedy. And one of the things that I think has been very prominent in his more recent endeavors is health and weight management, you know, taking care of your body,
fitness,
yeah, all of that. So it actually crafted up a really good phishing email that was like, "Hi, Dave. This is the bodybuilding.com community representative or whatever, and we want to bring you on as a community advocate,"
ooh,
or something. And it totally like spoke to his interests. And he even said, like, as he received that, they were tweeting him, like they gave him a heads up and everything, but he was like, "I 100% would have clicked on that."
Wow.
And that's a cybersecurity expert.
The top in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these generative AIs are getting better, and most attackers may not be using it to the full extent, but there will be ones out there that are going to be really good.
Yeah.
Like the Lego.com one we talked about previously.
That would be good.
Yeah, that might get me.
And if you hit me with an email from Pretty Litter, I mean,
we got you.
You're probably going to get me. So there you go. Was that, did they use ChatGPT officially? I'm mostly curious because, yeah, ChatGPT has built in safeguards against any malicious activity. So if you ask it for anything that can be used maliciously, like craft a phishing text or craft something that someone would be manipulated by, it's going to say no. So
yeah. That goes into just tricking the AI, because you could very easily just say, "Hey, you know, this person, here's a couple social media profiles, go find more info on them." And then you say, "Okay, you know, how can I appeal to this person's interest in an email or something?"
And that's a whole nother conversation we could get into, where you can actually give prompts to ChatGPT to make it do whatever you want, because large language models like ChatGPT are very smart and very dumb, and they are not very refined. So that's super interesting. The talk that Dojaspan was mentioning is called Red, Blue, Purple AI, Practical AI for Security Practitioners. And the speaker is Jason Haddix.
Yeah, it was a really good presentation.
Great job, Jason. Cybersecurity experts have uncovered a deviously camouflaged credit card skimmer masquerading as a seemingly harmless metapixel tracker script. Researchers at Sucuri have pinpointed this malware, which sneaks onto websites through seemingly benign tools that permit custom code. This includes WordPress plugins such as Simple Custom CSS and JS, or even the miscellaneous scripts section of the Magento admin panel. So that's a little bit of technical jargon. I had to do a bit more research to figure out like what the heck is even a metapixel tracker. But if you've ever had a business or a website and you've subscribed to Google Analytics, it's a little snippet of code that you can place in the HTML that allows Google Analytics to track web page visits and other sort data points on web traffic. And Facebook or Meta has the same sort of thing for your website. They do Facebook analytics. And so this Meta Pixel tracker script is essentially that. You add it to your website and Meta is allowed to track it. So that isn't what's happening here, but it is what it's being disguised as. These little scripts are coming in and they're trying to look like Meta Pixel tracker scripts so they don't get picked up by signature detectors or things like that. But what they're actually doing, which is pretty interesting, is it's a piece of code that identifies if you're on a checkout page. So if your WordPress site has a shop, and that shop allows you to pay inside the WordPress app, that little snippet of code is able to identify that this is a checkout page, and it just turns on and starts listening for your credit card number. So Matt Morrow, a security researcher at Sucuri, highlighted the risk posed by custom script editors. Custom script editors are popular with bad actors because they allow for external third-party and malicious JavaScript and can easily pretend to be benign by leveraging naming conventions that match popular scripts like Google Analytics or libraries like jQuery.
It's all typical website stuff, but yeah, they're taking advantage of what is also known as living off the land.
Ooh. Lol.
Lol. Yeah, where the attacker will try to replicate what is normal within an environment. So in this case, it is the website. So they're masquerading as a typical analytics, but it has a malicious intent of scraping up the credit cards.
So as mentioned before, this bogus script mimics the legitimate Metapixel tracker. However, a deeper inspection revealed a sinister twist. It stealthily replaces references to the authentic connect.facebook.net with a malicious beconnected.com. This rogue domain is then used to load a harmful script, fbevents.js, which targets victims on checkout pages by deploying a fraudulent overlay designed to capture their credit card information. I see. So it may look exactly the same as the regular checkout page, but it's an overlay and you're actually entering it into some sort of iframe or div or something else that's sending the information somewhere else. So it's crucial to note that beconnected.com itself is a legitimate e-commerce website, which at some point was compromised to serve this skimmer code. WordPress is notorious for going unupdated. There's so many plugins that all require separate security updates, and you're lucky if that plugin is still maintained and offering security updates. But since it's a commercial tool and often free, WordPress, I mean, the people running their WordPress sites aren't the most security-minded, or they don't have time to go in once a week and update their plugins. So, spoiler alert, the best way to combat this type of attack is to go into WordPress, and we're using WordPress as an example, to go into WordPress and update your plugins, but also take a look at the users tab and just see if there are any users in there that shouldn't be in there. That would be a pretty key indicator. If there are, delete that user, revoke all login sessions.
That's what I was going to ask. Sign in activity for your account. I don't know if WordPress offers that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know either. I bet they do, or you can enable more verbose logging to get that information. But I think they do. And there are a lot of free security plugins out there. I don't know which one we use, but every time I go into the WordPress dashboard, it says 15,000 login attempts blocked. And I say, great, keep blocking them.
Let me know when they get in.
Yeah, let me know if there are any that weren't blocked. And this is my first WordPress website, thedailydecrypt.com. Plug, plug, plug. Have you ever worked with WordPress before?
Very briefly for a blog that got shut down within a month or two. Like it was just an AWS experiment.
Yeah, which is how this started out too. And when we started this together. And WordPress creates a default account for you. And the username is user. And the password is always the same. I don't remember what it is because I promptly deleted that. But you can Google it. And it will say, this is the default WordPress credentials. And I would imagine that many WordPress administrators out there without any technical expertise continue to use those default login credentials. And so if you do, it's very easy to access your WordPress admin portal and set this type of credit card skimmer up.
Do you remember if it prompts you at any point to...
It does not.
Fantastic.
It does not. And it's actually kind of complicated to delete an account. I had a hard time. I don't know if I actually could delete it, but I did change the password if I didn't delete it and revoke admin privileges and do all this stuff. But yeah, WordPress is not designed around security. And I think it's just not talked about enough how bad it is to use default credentials. It's significantly worse than reusing passwords. Even if those passwords have been compromised on the dark web, using default credentials. Well, first of all, if you have a WordPress site, the domain followed by the top level domain, which is the Daily Decrypt and then .com/admin. A script can easily navigate, do a git for all of these things to check, even if it's a WordPress site. And then once, if they determine that it is, they can plug in the default credentials and get a count of how many they have now access to. It's very just automatable. And that is the enemy of defense. You don't want any sort of attack vector to be automatable. You're going to get got. You just are. So anyways.
They're going to get you.
They're going to get you. Literally, please reach out to us if you're a novice tech person who owns a WordPress site, especially if there's e-commerce on there. Either of us would be happy to donate one of our evenings to helping you secure that. It would be mutually beneficial. And your consumers would have a lot more confidence in you.
Should we get a web overlay of approved by the Daily Decrypt?
Oh, yeah. That's true. We should. We can replace the Meta Skimmer's web overlay with this skimmer has been taken down by the Daily Decrypt. And all now right. All your credit information goes to us. Ha, 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 ha. Just kidding. That won't happen.
But when we get Patreon up.
Yeah, you just got to be our first subscriber to Patreon, which I do not want to do. That sounds like a lot of work. You know what? We're not going to do Patreon. We're going to do OnlyFans. So when we get our OnlyFans up, you better subscribe. As I mentioned at the beginning, we are here in Florida. We both flew in from our respective locations. We're visiting the Kennedy Space Center for Hackspace Con. Day one, amazing. Loved it. But we have insider information that SpaceX is doing a launch in 30 minutes. And so we gotta go.
We out.
We gotta make sure everything's safe in the low Earth orbit, or LEO. So huge thanks to Doja Span for being on, as always. Huge thanks to me. And
thanks for putting this together.
Hey, thanks for being a part of it. Yeah. We'll talk to you some more later.